I don't know about you, but I love the movie with Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson titled The Bucket List. The term you're familiar with, I'm sure. It's a list of activities, experiences, destinations you want to try or visit yourself before you kick the bucket. It's a great concept, but unfortunately, it's not resonating with enough of us early enough. Maybe you think it's something to do when you retire, which may be 15 to 25 years away. Feels like a lifetime. Maybe you have a different priority right now. And please note here that I did not say these are wrong priorities, just different. Maybe you either need to really focus on your career or work for better overall financial health. Maybe you're still raising your kids or have other health or family issues to manage. What I do know is that we may not have a lifetime. We're not even certain we have 10 years or even a tomorrow. We never know what's going to happen, and we never know when. So why create a bucket list for something you'll do sometime in the future? Join me as I share my thoughts today on why you shouldn't wait any longer and why even creating your own bucket list is totally lame. A bucket list sounds cool, but yet many of us don't have one, or worse, create it only when our time is limited, like when we have a significant life event that shakes us to our core. And sometimes we create one too late to do anything about it, or worst of all, we never create one. We instead choose to focus solely on our work, veg out in front of the television or social media until little by little we eventually fade away. When you think of a bucket list, you may immediately imagine somebody bungee jumping off a cliff, riding a camel in the desert, or visiting a beautiful exotic location like Tahiti. You may be too busy to think about it, and I think that I talked about that on a previous episode, the importance of unbusying your life to make sure you prioritize and follow through with what's really important to you. You may feel it's too big of a concept, that it's ginormous, and you can't even begin to deal with it right now. A friend shared that perspective with me, and it was unexpected. I didn't even think of that possibility. For these reasons, and possibly more I haven't even thought of yet, I think your creating a bucket list, if done right, is not only not needed, but could be lame. I'm sharing today now that, especially if you're over 40, you should abandon the idea of a bucket list and instead start figuring out a way to weave in those new fun adventures, new experiences, and new travel destinations now into your every day, every week, or every month. To not wait until you get it all done with and get done with those fires or 100% of your responsibilities. There will always be responsibilities tugging on you and your time. Many fires to keep putting out, especially at this point in our lives, in our 40s, 50s, and 60s. Many of us have raised our kids and are just starting to bring back a little bit more playtime into our daily living. But we may have aging parents yet to deal with. We may have other family challenges, health issues, whatever. There will always be a reason to keep your nose to the grindstone, to focus first on getting it done and postpone playing or spending more time doing what you really want. So I'm here to share why I think you need to ditch the bucket list, why you need to instead reframe your perspective and reprioritize what you can do right now in your life to make way for more fun right now. There's so much joy to be had on a daily basis and so many places to really fill your bucket up to make life more fulfilling. I truly believe our getting out more, our trying something new, and going after our fun is one of the best anti-aging and stress management tools available. I believe it's totally underutilized. I also believe it shows in those around me who are happy and those who are not as happy. So I'm personally on a mission to help change our perspective and update the narrative away from having to wait until retirement to go after that bucket list to going after pieces of it right now. You don't have to go on a 14-day cruise at the expense of, now you still can go on that, but at the expense of reaping some benefits to be gained by having fun right now. It's not an either or situation. You can start planning for that longer term, larger experience or trip you wish to take But you can also prioritize and dedicate time right now, today, to going after activities and endeavors that can create new fun memories and restore more balance between your career and your personal life. Anytime you try something new, take a pottery class, start learning a new language, try hiking for the first time, you are intentionally living with curiosity, removing judgment, and focusing on the fun, while also improving your overall health. Living this way with intention and with spending time on your fun is one of the best anti-aging tools. Depending on what you're into, it may also cost much less money and it be much less expensive than the facial creams or plastic surgery. And it brings with it positive changes in our mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical health. It's not expensive to take a few hours catching up with friends as you walk along a beach, along the hiking trail, or at the local park. It's not expensive to hop in the car, drive 90 minutes to spend time at a favorite museum. And it's not expensive to take a yoga class at the Arboretum or your local gardens, or try a painting class at a rec center. Now, these may not rise to your definition of a traditional bucket list, but if you weave more fun into your everyday living, you may not need to wait for that big old bucket list. You can fill up your life right now with these types of soul-enriching activities and experiences. And I think trying new things and going on your own adventure will help you feel better and become your own fountain of youth. What's even better is I think even if you're newly dipping your toe in the water here and just starting to weave in a little bit more fun in the daily routine, I think you're going to become positively addicted in a really good way. All of this makes me want it even more and helps me focus on daily habits to keep me moving, to keep eating the right foods and nutrients, and getting enough rest so I can literally get every day possible while I'm on this planet, out adventuring on a bicycle, a trail, watching the sunrise at the beach, and maybe even getting onto my snowboard and skis. I just posted an article about a 91-year-old gymnast who now is 94 because the article was written a few years ago and you have to look her up on YouTube. She looks amazing. And this 94 gymnast credits her focus with moving, positive attitude, and eating well for her longevity. For me at 53, I'm constantly looking at what I newly can try and experience before I get too old to give it a shot. In the past year alone, I just started car camping, mountain biking, cross-country skiing, and winter hiking. I also newly tried meditating, gluten-free cooking, and planted my first vegetable garden. All of it has been really awesome and so much fun. Now, it's not always pretty, and it didn't always work out in real life 100% like I thought it would in my head. Like, the fact I did not perfectly execute or master cross-country skiing on the first outing. Like the fact that my red peppers nor green bean garden plantings never showed up. They failed miserably. And last but certainly not least, and not to be outdone by my other examples here, the many times my gluten-free cooking adventure was subpar and chucked into the garbage before starting the recipe again. So living with intensity, living with intention, curiosity, friendship, support, it's a game changer. I live it every day and I see how much joy it brings others to in the same boat. So I'm thrilled that this podcast is being brought to you by our Inspiring Your Next community, a private group of amazing women leaders over 40 who are prioritizing and committing to live our lives with more intention, more creative and active adventures, and way more fun. I love to see how Jane is now planning to take her family to their first Via Ferrata, or how Pamela is setting up their family home's backyard for much more focus on fun and activities. Having this group to inspire each other, share ideas and key recommendations for us over 40, and to support and cheer each other on has been huge. The community only opens for a few new members a few times each year, and an opportunity is coming up very soon with our 5-day challenge to kickstart your next adventure. So I hope you'll go to the website and commit today to join us, or at the very least, request more info so we can help you start setting up your own next adventure and fun and new memories. Check it out at inspiringyournext.com. I hope I've successfully defended why I think your bucket list is lame. I hope I've encouraged you to get rid of a bucket list, or reframe your life to start going on your personal adventures now and fill up your bucket. Let me know how I or anyone in our amazing community can help you get there faster. And then I hope you're going to tag me and tag Inspiring Your Next with all the photos and videos of all the new things you try, all that you pursue in the name of fun.